Welcome to Basic Gospel. We are here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. Yesterday we read a verse out of 1 Peter chapter 5. Love this verse. It's verse 7. It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That word anxiety is a word that's just filled with meaning.
Yeah.
We think about a feeling or something like that, but the actual word means a care that brings disruption to the personality and the mind. That's a serious care. That's a serious burden. It's something that keeps us up at night, that ties our stomachs into knots. And all of those things, we fret and worry when we wake up, when we go to bed, and every moment in between, we dream about it. It's just heavy on us. And here Peter is saying, cast that upon the Lord. Why? Because he cares about us. He's interested in us. He's concerned with us. He's just not going to listen and do nothing about it. He's going to get involved with us and show us that he's sufficient, that his grace can power us through, that we can really, truly rely upon his love in any situation. So today, we're encouraging you, our listeners, to call and cast your burdens upon the Lord. If you have something that you're going through, it could be a financial struggle, it could be a relationship struggle, it could be an emotional struggle. Call today and cast that burden upon the Lord. Call today and say, you know, I've tried to fix this. I've tried to make it work. I've done everything that I know to do, and it's just gotten worse over time. And so today, I'm entrusting it into the Lord's hands. I'm going to take it off my shoulders. I'm going to put it into his hands and allow him to work it together for good, just as he promised. So if that's you, call today, 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. And to all those who do call today, we're going to give you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, a wonderful resource that really addresses this very subject. Where is God when we hurt? Well, he's right there with us, and we have the opportunity to cast whatever we're going through upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. So call right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, here's a question that is right on topic. This person knows another brother in Christ who is looking at our society and the economic situation and the government and politics and looking at all of that and saying, I've got to protect myself. I've got to protect my family. And he's afraid he's overdoing it. And when you look at that, and those are burdens. I mean, when you look at your own society, your own school district, for instance, what's going on in those schools, how do you be prudent without going overboard? How is it that you give this to God and appropriate the renewed mind that he has promised us?
Well, that's a good question. And that's one I think that we all face as believers. Our heart is saddened by what we see in the world. Our heart is sometimes enraged by what we see in the world, and we want to just take matters into our own hands and try to change it. Well, we can't do that. We're not strong enough. We're not wise enough. We're not capable enough of bringing, wholesale changes to, a whole society, a government, and that sort of thing. So, one, we step back and recognize that God truly is in charge.
Yes.
and that he may know of things going on that we know nothing about. Mm-hmm. And so we have to entrust the situation into his hands. Second, there are some specific things that we can do as individuals. We certainly write our congressmen about stuff, but we can, if we're personally involved with something, we can get involved with it. I mean, we yes. can go to the parties involved. We can try to be agents of reconciliation and peace within conflicts that might be happening. We can try to help officials locally, change policies or laws and those sort of things. But we have to do so knowing that we can't produce the results. We have to do what we know we can do and leave the results in God's hands. That's all we can do.
That's all we can do.
That's right. I mean, I think of William Wilberforce. I mean, he was so enraged by slavery in England. And, you know, he was influential and he was wealthy and he used that to get into politics. And he started working for that cause. You know, I want to abolish slavery. It took 20 plus years before England changed the laws on its books.
Yeah, he spent himself.
He did.
Nearly killed himself doing this.
He did, but he did what he knew to do, mm-hmm. and he left the results in God's hands, and he saw the results happen in his lifetime.
Yes.
Sometimes you may not see that.
Sometimes.
So you just have to go about your business, do what you think is right and appropriate, but do so resting in the power of God to make change, not you. Leave the results in his hands.
Yes.
Well, let's go to Phoenix. We're going to talk to Renika, listening to us on KXXT. Hi, Renika.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I just got my answer. You just said to rest in him and let God do it. I'm a single mother of three, and I've been out of work for a month now. And I just want to be able to generate income but still be able to take care of my children and be a mom and go to their schools. And like I told the person who answered the phone, I've been waking up at 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning so I could relate with what the gentleman was saying about knots in my stomach. And, you know, I'm a woman of God. I love God. We do serve the Lord here. But I just want to release it all to him today.
Well, Renika, thanks for calling. It takes courage to do that. It takes courage to say, I'm willing to trust the Lord. And you're doing that today. So we thank you for doing
yes.
that. And, Renika, do you mind if we just pray
for you and with you and lift this up to God
and say, Lord, Jesus, we thank you that you do care for us, that you're interested in us. And you know what Renika is going through. And I pray right now that you would just make your presence known in her life, that you would show her that you're taking care of her every need and bring her to the point where she can say thank you for what you've done up to this point, knowing that and seeing that she can entrust herself to you in such a way that she can face this with peace in her heart, with confidence that you are going to work it together for her good. I pray for those kids of hers that they will recognize what's going on as well and just love their mom as much as they possibly can. And so, Lord, we entrust this to you with Renika. We cast this burden upon you, knowing that you care for us, that you're interested in us, and that you are going to work this situation together for Renika's good. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for praying for me, and may God continue to richly bless you and this ministry that you both are doing, because you are a blessing. You are a blessing.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you
so much, Renika. What we're going to do, I want to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of a book called The Hurt and the Healer.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful resource. I know it's going to be valuable to you as you continue to walk through this situation and trusting the Lord to work it together for good. So you hold on, Renika. Let us send this to you. And then will you call us back?
Yes, with a praise report.
That's what we'll look forward to.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's put you on hold, Renika. Well, let's go down to New Orleans and talk to Gloria, listening to us on WLNO. Hi, Gloria.
Hello. I am in a similar situation, but my situation is so serious. I'm living in a home that's fallen in on me, and I'm unemployed at the time, and I'm just barely making it. And I wake up during the night praying, praising God, asking him, please, to don't let this roof fall in on our heads and to supply all our needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus, because I am his child and he is my father. And I know he knows what's going on in here, and that some kind of way he's going to make a way to open up doors of blessings and shower down on my family, because we are his children and he loves us, and he said he'll never leave nor forsake us. So that's what I call to say.
Well, Gloria, what a
myself in the Lord.
Gloria, what a foundation you have in Christ.
Yes.
I mean, just hearing you is an incredible encouragement to know that you know who Jesus is. You know that he is rich in mercy and grace, and that in any moment you're going to see those blessings poured out in such an incredible incredible way. And that is deeply encouraging, Gloria. And you know what I would say, we somehow dropped the line there, and hopefully Gloria will call us back. But what I would say to our listeners in New Orleans, if you can reach out and help, Gloria.
Well, same thing with Renika in Phoenix.
In Phoenix.
Yeah.
If somebody has a job, somebody has, you know, a way to reach out and help a sister in need, call us. We'll try to make the connection and see how God works all this together for good.
Yes.
Well, we sure appreciate Gloria's call, and we hope that she
please call us back if you can.
Call us back indeed. Let's go out to Vacaville, California, and talk with Rhonda, listening to us on KCBC. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you today?
Spiritually, I'm okay, and I know the Lord is with me, but I'm still hurting, as I was telling the other man about. I'm not going to go into detail, but just tell you this one little thing, like try to sum it up. I was in a marriage with my ex. He divorced me, by the way, because I don't believe in divorce, and that's what's causing me a lot of pain too. And he divorced me because he's a drunk. And he, the whole time we were together, all of those years, I was trying to get him help. And get him help with his drinking and everything. And then, you know, I had to deal with, he was also drunk on the job. That's why he lost his job. He was a correctional officer. And it's just the years of that. And his mother interfered. And she, by the way, encouraged him to divorce me. Made the decision. Nobody can make you divorce your own wife, but she was influencing him, he caused me to be homeless, and then when I told the judge with all of what I went through, and she ignored it, I think, because she's a judge and he's with corrections, and people kept saying she sided with him because of that, and I, the judge said, well, how could you do that? He told me I shouldn't have left the house. I left the house because he chased me around the house. That when I finally left the house after years, and I left 2010, he chased me around the house with my truck keys, and then I just left. I went to the mission, and I didn't want to go to the mission, but I wanted to keep my truck. And because he wrecked his truck, and he had stopped going to work for 6 months, and the sergeant and everybody else called all the time and came to the house acting way. He's drunk at the hotel, and that's another thing I dealt with for years. Kept going, wasting money at the hotel, getting drunk, drinking vodka, tequila. I don't even know how those things, that stuff tastes, but I have had alcohol before, but I can count the times I drink, and
Rhonda, let me ask you a question. You've come to know Christ personally?
A long time ago. I'm not talking because I don't know Christ. He's the one that's keeping me from self-destructing because of all what the hell I've been going through, and it's not really over. And like I told you, he left me, and then he told me to go get a man to take me in when I told him I was on the street. because I left that mission. And you told me, well, go get you a man to take me in. So go get your man to take me in. And then, and that, you know, I just so much. And then I went to the church for help. And he told me, well, we don't just help anybody. And then there were people telling me they were surrounded by homeless people. I would walk behind at a pastor's door. If I judge any homeless people, I never beg, by the way. I didn't stoop. I mean, it's not that I don't, you know, I think it's bad, but that's not me. I starve. There were times I starved rather than begging. I never begged. Anybody can take the whole 2.5 years I was out there. Anyway, so he said, he told the pastor of the church I was going to, he actually stood up before he started talking, you know, doing what he did. It wasn't, I wouldn't call it a sermon because I don't, what they preach is not like the Bible. Well, anyway, so he said, what made me stop going there is when he said, told the people, say, if I catch any of you people in here begging my congregation, hard-earned, hard-working congregation for their money, I will personally call the police and have you arrested. And then there was, there's not coal there.
Well, Rhonda, let me
jump in. I'm going to put you on hold in just a minute.
I don't want to tell you everything. I can't tell you everything.
I know. I just want to put you on hold in just a minute and get some information from you and see if we can maybe connect you with somebody locally that could be of help to you. You've been through a whole bunch. And, I've seen a wife try to help an alcoholic husband, and I've seen the hurt and the pain and the misery that the wife goes through, and you've been battered and all of that emotionally, and it's hard to rise up out of that. But today you've called so that you could cast that care upon the Lord, and that's what you're doing. And God is big enough, and he loves you enough that he's going to take care of this. As it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Keep your eyes focused on him, Rhonda. Keep looking to him. Keep resting in the fact that he loves you. Gosh, government and courts and all of those sort of things, you hope they're going to do the right thing. You hope they're going to make the right decision, but that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. You try others that you think would be willing to help, and that's not always the case. And you finally come to the point, and you say, the only person out there that's for me is the Lord. And if that's the case, that's enough. I'm going to trust that. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to entrust myself into his hands. And, Rhonda, we appreciate your courage in calling today to do that. So let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, and we'll try to connect you with some people locally, if we have folks in your area that may could be of some practical help to you in this particular situation. So, Rhonda, thank you so much for your call, and again, God bless you for calling. Well, let's go to Joe in Westminster, Mass. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Bob. How you been?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you today.
Well, Bob, you're wonderful. I listen to you every day. You're a man of grace, all right. That's for sure. Listen, I got something that just a quick little comment, and then I want you to reply on it. That thief on the cross that went with Jesus to a paradise. Now, I call that like unlimited grace, because here's a man that was a known thief, probably a murderer too, you know, we don't know, but he was being crucified, and all he said was, Lord, remember me when you get to your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day you're going to be with me in paradise. That's unlimited grace. He didn't have to start telling the Lord all of his different sins and his handicaps, and, you know, he just called out to the Lord, Lord, remember me, and there you go.
It just takes a call. That's all it takes.
Yeah, you know, and I, there are so many Christians out there that, I don't know, that man, he committed some real bad sins, and he's going to have to work his way. He's going to have to go to confession and all this kind of stuff and whatever. And, you know, God is no respecter of person. What Jesus did for that man, he'll do for anybody that really wants to be with the Lord. Lord, just remember me, Lord, and take me with you. Okay, that's it. You got it, you know?
That's,
to hear your end of it. Okay, Bob?
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for your call today. And that's exactly right. I mean, we try as humans to complicate the salvation issue. We try to come up with some type of formula. You need to repent of your sins and make that known, and then you need to do this, and then you need to do that. And, you know, none of that is in the Bible. It just simply says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon his name. Look to him. That's all it is. It's just a response. And in that response, you're saying, I'm turning away from the old, and I'm turning to you right now.
Yeah.
And whatever you have for me, I'm open. I'm just in your hands. I've humbled myself. I'm just in your hands. And that's all it takes. That's the essence, the substance of faith. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a little. A response to Jesus Christ. We're saved by grace through faith. And that's just a little bitty thing, I'm telling you. In my case, you know, I listened to this incredibly powerful presentation of Christ's death on the cross. And, you know, it was just so moving and so vivid as far as what Christ suffered. And I just said in my heart, Lord, I need you. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know, you know, what else to do other than just to cry out, Lord, I need you. And that's what the thief on the cross did. Just remember me. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise.
Yeah, I mean, so many times we think that coming to Jesus is like getting into some very exclusive college, that we've got to say the right things and do the right things and have the resume and all of this stuff, and maybe, just maybe, he'll accept me.
Yeah, submit a theological essay.
Yeah, and that's not it at all.
No,
just
not at all.
Say, Lord Jesus, I need you.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to go down to Beeville, Texas, and talk to Adolph, listening to us on KCTA. Hi, Adolph.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, it's awesome. I love your radio station. I moved over here from Houston towards Beeville. Whoa. And I started listening to your station, and I love it. You know, I love it.
Well, glad you're tuned in, and glad you're allowing us to be a part of your life. We appreciate that.
Well, as long as you spread the word, that's what I do. You know, I really believe in paying it forward, and I practice it too.
Well, excellent. Well, how can we help you today?
Well, I was calling because I had this situation happened to me years back when I was like a senior. And what it was, it's kind of weird, you know, because what happened, I was going to go pick up some friends. We're going to a wedding. And you know, we would honk at our friends. They wouldn't come out. And but we got off, you know, we went inside the apartment, and they were playing with a Ouija board. And during this time, I was in the youth choir in the Catholic church. I've always been involved with the church.
Well, quickly ask it. We just have a few more seconds left.
Okay. I just want to know, because the Ouija board wouldn't work. And when I walked in, it started working, and it said they didn't want me there, that I was number seven.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Adolph, I think what you're asking, do demons exist? And yes, they do. There is a demonic world out there. We're protected from it because of Christ.
Yeah.
Demons can exert influence over us just through deception, trying to get us to believe things that are false and move us away from Christ back into the things of the world. But that's the only way they can influence us. And that's why we need to be strong in truth, have a firm foundation in the truth of God's love and grace. When we stand upon that foundation, Satan's just going to flee. There's nothing that he can do against that. Well, Adolph, we sure appreciate you tuning in every day. And let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley. Well, it is available to anybody for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. If you would like a copy, would like to support what God is doing through this particular outreach, we encourage you to go to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828. That's 1-800-727-2828. We'll look forward to being with you again on Monday. We'll see you then.